Okay, here's a golden oldie from 1980. You recognize it. That's the theme song to Pac-Man. And as video game music goes, that wasn't really sophisticated. How things have changed. That is the Mormon Tabernacle Choir singing as a spaceship docks and prepares to blast an opponent to smithereens. The recording is part of the soundtrack to a newer game, Advent Rising. And that score you heard was written by Tommy Tallarico. He's one of the best-known composers of music for video games, and he's appearing next week at a big video game industry conference in L.A. He joins us to talk about the growing business of video game music. Welcome to the program.
Pleasure to be here.
I want to ask you about an example of your music that we're going to play a bit of here. I believe this is Evil Dead Battle. So, Mr. Tallarico, one thing that you've said is that if Beethoven were alive today, he would be composing music for video games. Why exactly do you believe that?
Well, Beethoven was always ahead of the curve, right? I mean, he was always one step ahead of everybody else.
Cutting edge.
The reality is that the difference between being a composer for film and television as opposed to the interactive world of video games, there's many differences. Film and television tell stories. So a lot of the times the music is underneath the dialogue. They call it background music, whereas in video games, I like to call it foreground music because, you know, we get the action scene almost every time.
Given the luxuries and sort of freedom that you have, are there TV film composers who want to jump into video games or already have?
Oh, absolutely. And it goes both ways, really. To name some of the more famous film composers that have done games, Howard Shore, Lord of the Rings, he did a video game called Sun. Bill Conti, who's probably best well-known for creating music for the original Rocky films. He's the Italian composer, so they got him to come in and do the score for the Godfather video game.
We have some music from a video game called Fable, and that I believe is Danny Elfman, who did the Batman movie theme and now worked his way into the world of video game music and did the music for this. Is that right?
He did the main title theme for Fable.
How much does it cost to make this kind of music?
Yeah, you know, it really varies. Just like in films, you have your big blockbuster AAA titles, and then you have your independent films. You know, games could spend anywhere from $50,000 upwards to $1 million. I would say that probably the average is, you know, anywhere from $250,000 to $400,000.
I want to play a little bit of a musician who a lot of young people know well, Avril Lavigne. As I understand it, she actually feels like she was in a way discovered through video games. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, Avril Lavigne, bands like Good Charlotte, you know, they all, owe a lot of their gaining popularity early on and exposure to, by having songs in video games. Think about it. With video games, people, you know, sometimes play 20, 30, 40 hours a week. So that music is always kind of, you know, in your face. You're talking hundreds and hundreds of hours of exposure constantly to music. So it's, you know, it's really really a very cool thing.
I guess it's time to hook up my iPod to video games and download from there. Tommy Tallarico, video game music composer, enjoy the big conference in L.A. next week.
Thank you so much.